Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Friday and I hope you're having a great, fabulous, amazing day. We're here for another episode, our Friday episode that we do every second Friday of the month and every last Friday of the month, which really sneaks up on me.
Yeah, it does.
I'm always shocked when there's another episode out. I'm like, geez.
I know.
Felt like one just came out.
Time flies when you're having fun, baby.
We're doing a fun episode today.
Yeah. We're doing a fun, lighthearted episode talking about how to lose a guy, preferably faster than 10 days.
Preferably much faster. But we thought it'd be funny. We thought it'd be funny to talk about, you know, to give you some creative ideas for if you're in a situation, you're in a situationship and you decide you're not into it. How are we going to avoid a confrontation and just give him the ick so that he can be the one to end it?
Yes, which is ideal.
Flip the script, you know? So we're giving you some creative ideas to potentially give him the ick. We also were getting intel and inspo from men themselves. We posted a story and I said, guys only answer this. Like, only men, no girls. What is something a girl does that would, you know, turn you away or give you the ick? So we're getting, they don't know this, but
yeah,
they fell right into our trap.
Exactly.
We're going to use what they said.
Against them. They're lonely for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Have you seen the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Of course.
So good.
The best movie.
Such a good movie.
I want to watch it soon. It's been too long.
That yellow dress is just so iconic.
Andy Anderson yellow dress.
That has always made me love that name, Andy.
So cute.
So cute.
Matthew McConaughey. Everything.
Love that man. My mom's birthday was on Monday. So happy birthday, Steph, our Virgo queen.
I didn't know she was a Virgo, too.
Yep.
And Abby.
Abby's, like, on the cusp. She is a very much cusp of Leo and Virgo, but she's, like, technically Virgo. And my mom's a Virgo. My dad's a Scorpio.
Oh, I didn't know he was a Scorpio either. Maybe yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. So is my brother. And there's a lot of us, so there's a lot of signs. You've got the whole thing. I think I did a TikTok, like, going over all of our personalities. Like, it was, like, a sound. And it just perfectly described each of us. Like, really? My brother is a Sagittarius, really lives up to the, you know, some of them don't want to believe in it. And they're like, whatever. Don't blame your actions on a zodiac sign. And you know who says that? My Sagittarius brother. And that just really is.
Sums it up.
Yeah, exactly. Sagittarius are like very, he's a lawyer. He's like, they're very just independent, like always looking for, you know, things to explore and
that
learn.
That tracks with every Sagittarius I know as well.
Yes. Actually. Like, so studious. Like, my brother lad, I've never met a man who studies, like, his wife always, Hannah, my sister-in-law, she's like, I've never seen somebody who can study for so long where it's like they never get bored. He just will be in the library for hours. Like when he was practicing for his bar, I didn't see him. We like lived so close. He was gone for 3 months because he was just studying constantly. Couldn't be me.
Jeez.
And my Capricorn little brother. I told you all the Capricorns I know, they at one point in their life have said to me, especially when they're younger, say, I will be rich one day. I've heard that exact phrase come from every, including you, like every single Capricorn I know. It's like you couldn't get more like
I know.
Stereotypical, but it's just the truth. My brother thinks that he like, and good for him. I always tell him like he has the confidence of like he is the best at everything.
You know, and sometimes it manifests.
Exactly.
Which is great.
I think it's great.
I was saying that I will meet someone. This has happened to me two times recently where I'll be in a group. I will kind of vibe with one, not like only one person, but like specifically I'm like, oh, I could be friends with them. And we're hanging out and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I love your energy. Later on comes out they're in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Chelsea, I have like a lot of my closest friends are Aries, including Chelsea, obviously. And it's just so weird how sometimes we were talking about astrology on our trip to St. Bart's with some people. And we were all agreeing, like, it's kind of weird how sometimes you don't know a lot of like a certain sign. Like, it's almost as if not like you're not attracted to them, but kind of. It's like you curate, if you will, a lot of people in your life that are the same sign, you notice. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of friends who are repeat signs and they're like, all my best friends are multiples of the same.
Yes.
It's not like this random one I've never heard of.
Yeah. Or like the same like element too.
Yeah.
It's like I am surrounded by earth signs.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I can't escape them.
That is definitely one of the things you can do to lose a man in 10 days, especially if he doesn't buy into astrology. That was one of the things on my list. I made a video a while ago saying how I would lose a guy in 10 days. And one of them was like wear my blinged out Capricorn shirt and just talk about astrology 24/7. Even go to the point of like getting his birth time, doing his birth chart and explaining everything about his personality to him.
I think you don't get his birth time. I think you just talk about astrology because they actually start to like it when you start talking about them. Don't talk about them. Just talk about astrology and your astrology sign.
Okay, true.
Don't get his birth
time. Don't get them involved.
Don't tell him what his sign is. Don't even talk about him at all. That will really... Because they start to kind of listen when you're like, well, did you know that like Capricorns are very motivated? They're very... Because then they're like, yeah, it's so true.
That's true. I'm very disciplined. No, that's true. Yeah, maybe don't even focus on them. Just focus
even
on
worse.
your own qualities that are so good.
And just like events in general.
Totally. Have you been at all on the sorority side of TikTok?
I've seen like one or two, but no. I wouldn't say I'm a resident.
I know I keep saying this, but I'm so fascinated. I don't know anything about sororities at all. I didn't go to college. Really don't have many friends who were in a sorority. Like, I don't know anything about it.
The only thing I know about sororities is from Scream Queens.
Never seen it.
You need to watch it. It's like such a good classic, but I'm sure it has no actual facts about sorority because it's about murder.
Oh, awesome. I guess, I was going to say, I've seen, movies where they have sororities, but I don't know if that's an accurate depiction or if it is. However, I just saw a video. It was kind of like, not making fun of, but kind of. Like, have you seen any of the videos of them? They're in a crowd and they're opening their like letter to see what sorority they made. And then they're like sobbing and they're so excited and they like do the sign. They're like,
oh, no.
They're like crying and they're like doing the sign in front of the camera. And this girl did a video kind of like just making fun of it a little bit. And she's like, I'm officially a Chigma, or bi, not Chigma. She's like, I'm officially a Sigma Chai Latte. And she's like doing a sign. I was cracking up.
Sigma
but I'm like,
Chai Latte.
I really do believe we need to do a deep dive on sororities.
We need to have like a sorority origin. President or whatever they are. Come on.
We need information because I can't, what I'm trying to gather is like, if overall, if the vibe is positive or toxic, that's
actually
what I'm trying to understand.
You know what we need? Somebody who got kicked out of a sorority because they will be able to give us a tea. We can't get someone who's like alum and they're, sworn to secrecy for the rest of their life. We need someone who's been kicked out. We need all of the, all the tea.
What is a reason for getting kicked out?
I don't know. Maybe doing something that just doesn't align with the house rules.
What are the house rules? You know what I mean? Like, I want to know everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's supposed to be like a sisterhood. Yeah. I'm just pulling this out of my actual butt. But I think it's just us. It's supposed to be a sisterhood. So I think if you do maybe do something like against the other girls, you know, you cause unnecessary drama with the other girls. You do something like steal the boyfriend or something. I don't know. Probably something like that.
I do not
think
you can get kicked out for that.
No, I think you can.
Really?
I think so. I think that's why it's so crazy. It's like I think all the other girls can be like, you're going against the sisterhood. Like, bye.
Oh, I thought you could only get kicked out if you're literally like did something illegal or something.
Well, I'm sure that too. But I've heard, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive I've heard stories like that where it's like some girls don't even know why they got kicked out of the story.
Oh, interesting. Well, anywho. Well, also, it's like interesting that certain sororities, I think, are very iconic. Mm-hmm. And then other ones are like the lower tier, like not as cool. That's why I'm assuming, because when they're opening their letters, they're like, oh my gosh, which one is it going to be? Like they're hoping for something. Yeah. Right?
That's kind of exciting. I kind of want to do that.
That's so interesting. And you kind of, what's the word they use? You don't try out, but you rush or something.
Yeah, rush.
Oh my gosh. Like, isn't this kind of fascinating?
I want to do it.
I wonder if
they're I'm gonna go undercover.
Undercover is a 21-year-old?
Yeah.
So I wonder if you just like pick one. The sorority girlies are screaming right now being like, this is how it works, idiot.
Well, I also think you get, from what I understand from all the media I've ever consumed about it, I think from what I understand is that you have a better chance of making it if you have like a mom or a sister who is also in it, because it's all about like alumni. And once you're out of the sorority, it's not just like, oh yeah, remember we were in that. It's like you go to their fundraisers. It's like it's like a legacy. So I think that's especially why maybe like it means more to some people, because their aunts and all of their grandmother was in the sorority, right, and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
So, and I think probably at certain colleges, you know, I don't know. But yeah, we can do a deep dive.
I just looked it up. What should you not say during sorority rush? Well, this was like one of the common things. Avoid bringing up the 5 B words: boys, ballots, booze, beliefs, and bucks.
Bucks?
I don't know.
What's a buck?
Maybe like money?
So what do you talk about?
I don't know. Well, this is when you're rushing. I don't know. See, like, okay, what are the rules of being in a sorority? To be responsible for paying dues to the sorority, that your chapter will have weekly meetings. Like, there's so many verbiage. There's so many things. To be required to meet study hour requirements, required to attend things that other members are required.
It sounds fun.
To be a big sister to someone when the next new member class arrives. And that's another thing,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, bigs and littles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things. But I've been seeing a lot of...
I know a lot of girls who have been in sororities who love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what I'm wondering is like, overall, I wonder if people's experiences are like, oh, that was the greatest time of my life. Or like, oh my gosh, that was psychotic. Like,
yeah,
all these girls in one place. But I've been seeing a lot of TikToks on my For You page of specifically Arizona sororities, like dancing.
Mm.
I'll have to show you some. Anyway, I'm fascinated. We should do a deep dive at some point. Nice. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Where did that even come from?
I just had it written down to talk about with you. There was nothing about the episode.
Oh, I was like, where was the segue to that?
No, there was no segue. We're taking a break to talk about the farmer's dog, which is the food that Lady has eaten for years and years. We love the farmer's dog at our household. It is so convenient, so easy, healthy, fresh, all the good things. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It is developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real healthy ingredients to human food safety standards. It's honestly so cool to like be putting Lady's food in her bowl and see the actual food. You can see little pieces of meat, carrots, like vegetables, and it's not just this like dry, stinky kibble, you know what I mean? Traditional dry and wet dog food options are highly processed and they can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to. And they're extremely difficult to portion accurately as well. We just get a little shipment in every so often that has Lady's name on it. It's like Lady's turkey recipe, Lady's beef recipe. Sometimes we switch it up and it's pre-portioned. So it's so nice because we can just get the pack, squeeze like half of it. It tells you how much to do. Squeeze half of it into her bowl and she's good to go for breakfast. And then we do the rest of it for dinner.
It's the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's real healthy food. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from a healthier coat and skin to better breath, even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. A healthy diet isn't just for humans. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. That means more magical moments with your dog, but no actual magic required. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. That's thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid to get 50% off your first box and free shipping. Go check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I was saying we should talk about how you got a random call this week.
Well, yeah, I texted JC. I was like, someone just called me and said, hi, is JC there? I was like, who? Like, I heard them say JC, but I was like, who? Like, JC. I'm like, no, this is not JC. They're like, okay, sorry, hung up. But then the same number called me back later in 2 hours. Hi, is Chelsea there?
What?
I'm like, okay, yeah, this is Chelsea. But it was Orange Theory. And I've never stepped foot in an Orange Theory.
At first, wait, I was they asked for Chelsea the next time.
The same number. I was telling you, I'm like, Orange Theory, because I looked up the number after they called me. I was like, who is calling me for JC? How did that happen? Like, who has my number and thought it was JC's? Like, that's such a weird, it's not like my
did
relative.
She say Chelsea and you just thought she said JC?
No, she said JC. Because I clarified. I said, who? She said, JC. I said, this is not JC. And she's like, okay, bye. But I've been getting so many freaking spam calls from Orange Theory. Because I looked at the number afterwards. I was like, oh, it's just Orange Theory. Because it scared me. I'm like, what? Who's calling me for JC? How do they know we're friends? That's weird. It's not like, oh, is Nick there? Or like, sometimes I'll get a call because I have my brother's old number. It's like,
yeah.
That was
like,
weird.
Like, why
to
are
me.
Our numbers connected?
Yeah, and who thinks
well,
my number
so then
is
when
yours?
She called for Chelsea, were you like, what do you, like, I don't have Orange Theory.
I just said, can you please take me off your list? Because they've been calling me. I didn't ask them any further questions. She knew she was in trouble. The second I was like, no, and can you take her out? She's like, yes, stop. I'm so sorry. Bye.
Oh, so okay. It wasn't like she's calling about a membership fee or something.
No, I think they got our numbers somehow. Or my number. But I'm like, how did they think my number was yours? That still doesn't make sense.
Because what I'm trying to put together is I have had an Orange Theory membership, but it was probably 5 years ago. And it's canceled. It's been canceled for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe were you on my list as like an emergency contact
you
or something?
You referred me, bitch.
No, I don't think I did. But I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out how they would in any world be connected. But I have not stepped foot in Orange Theory in 5 years. So that's, why are they calling you now?
This is when I actually do get annoyed with people selling my data. Because I get so many effing spam calls from random things.
I've been getting a lot.
Because companies, that is quite literally when you push like accept or whatever. It's so that they can take all of your information, your phone number, your email, and they sell it to, that's what Jen Shah got in trouble for, is like selling information of like numbers of people who've fallen for scams before. And so they will sell your information and so that other companies can now target you.
I'm just wondering like what she was planning on saying. If you were like, yeah, this is Chelsea. Like,
I think she was just going to do the exact same thing and invite me. Because she was like, is Chelsea? I was like, yeah, this is her. And she's like, this is Orange Theory calling. I wanted to invite you. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. Can you please take me off your list?
Oh, okay. That's
so
really
I think
weird.
She's going to be like, I want to invite you to a
like
trial
our special
class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they have been calling me nonstop. Like I never answered the call because when I see certain area codes, I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's just a spam.
There's no
and they can
away.
Leave a voicemail if they want.
Yeah, and the voicemail's like, hi, this is from Orange Theory. But also, you know the scam. I feel like I have to tell people this because I've been seeing it so much. And I almost got scammed.
What?
Your bank will never call you. I just need to tell you guys that, okay? And I need my parents to listen especially. I need to call them after this and tell them. Your bank will never call you and ask you for information. They will never, ever call you, okay? So if you get a phone, if you get a call number, if you get a call answer and they're like, hey, this is your bank. We need verification of something like there's suspicious activity on your account or something. Do not give them anything because that is a scam that's happening right now. And they will literally take all of your money. There was this girl post on TikTok about her sister.
I'm going to scream.
Who did that. And literally they took every penny in her checking account. And I got a voicemail the other day. Hi, this is from like blah, 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 bank. I wanted to talk to blah, blah about some suspicious activity on your account. And I called the number back. This is before I knew. I called the number back and it was like a weird, like they didn't answer. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like that's bizarre. And I checked my account and it, like on my app and I was like, that's weird. Imagine if I answered. I would have fallen for it. I wouldn't have known. Like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, I fully believe that. I called them back. I was like, oh my gosh, like I got to figure this out.
Absolutely not.
Imagine. I literally
takes
had this.
Every penny.
You know, things like that happen of like, did that happen? Like in an alternate reality, did that happen? Like when something bad almost happens, you like have this weird feeling as
that
if it already
did.
Happened.
Yeah.
I freaked out. I was like, we would have been, I would have cried my eyes out.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. And I wonder if there's any way, if you get scammed, I wonder if there's any way you can get your money back. It's like,
I think
I got
some
scammed.
Banks, maybe. She was saying her bank wasn't really helping her. Like her, I think sometimes with checking, it's hard. I think with credit cards, it's a lot easier because there's, I think there's more insurance on credit. But I think, I don't know.
That is horrifying.
Like if someone uses your credit card, it's a lot easier to get the money back than if someone uses your debit card.
I am always so wary of anything. Like I will literally be on the phone with like I called the bank and I'm on the phone with them and
like,
I know.
Like what's your social? You're like, show me your identification.
Literally, I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
I am always so freaked out by it, specifically bank and money stuff.
Yes. If your bank calls you and asks you for like a verification, especially like if they're like, okay, we're going to send you a number. Like, can you tell us the number? Do not do it. It's scammers. Scammers are getting scary nowadays.
I'm terrified. You know how a lot of people scam old people? It's so sad.
So sad.
It's so freaking
sad. My little brother got scammed too. I think
really?
I told the story. Like someone called and was like, you have to, like he answered our home phone.
Recently?
No, this was when he was probably like 15. And
this.
They were like, I don't remember what they said exactly, but basically they're like, you have to pay for this now or else like we're going to do something like a bill. And he was like, he didn't know. So he was just like, okay, my parents aren't home. And they're like, okay, well, you have to do this now or like we're going to shut down something. Like it seemed like an urgent thing. So my brother fully believed it. He's like, okay. He's like, is your parents' card here? And he's like, no, like they're not home. And they're like, okay, well, you need to like send us an Apple, like, you know how like Apple Cash, you can go to the store, get like an iTunes card. Like you need to go. And he walked to Walgreens. He was panicking.
Oh wait, I think I do remember.
He walked
that.
To Walgreens and like bought $100 worth of iTunes and like gave them the card from his own money when he was 15.
No.
Like got cash, was so stressed. Like, and then when my mom and dad got home, they're like, no, like that was a scam. Like it was so sad. He was panicking and he got robbed $100.
That's so sad.
And that's like so much money when you're 15.
Oh, and especially your own money.
Yes.
Goodbye. Ugh, hate scammers.
Hate them.
Okay, well, let's get into how to lose guy in 10 days, shall we?
We shall.
Some more ideas that I have personally for you ladies. I think that you should go on a date with him to get acai bowls because you're going to look heinous after the date.
You're gonna have so many blueberries in your teeth.
Blueberries will be on every crevice. And you just need to laugh super obnoxiously and be like in his space. And he's gonna be like, wow, the acai around your lips, in the corner of your lips,
don't
and in your teeth.
Don't wipe the corners.
Don't wipe
mouth.
The corners. Like, he is going to be disgusted by you.
Especially
don't
if you
worry.
Don't want to kiss, if you don't want him to go for a kiss at the end of the day.
Yes. Some of these men, though, I'm like, you could do everything and they don't care.
That's what I was gonna
say.
It's
the worst part.
Some people. Some girl wrote in and was like, how would you guys lose a guy? She's like, literally just be myself. But also some girls are like, oh, dude, that like talk about how you don't like their sport. I'm like, they don't care. They're still going to try and kiss you at the end of the night.
Yeah,
they don't
that'll
care
like
if you
make
like
them
what
work
they
harder.
Do. Yeah.
Well, it depends on the guy.
Yeah.
That's why we're giving you lots of ideas.
Yes.
You could try everything. I think another good thing is to like ask him about his hobbies or his daily routine and then harshly critique every single aspect of it. So if he's like, you know, especially if he's like a go-getter and he's like, yeah, I get up at 5 a.m. Be like, ooh, I heard that's like, I read something that was actually saying getting up that early isn't super beneficial.
Yeah.
Like it's better to get up at 7 a.m.
Maybe do a little more research into it.
Yeah, you should look into like sleep cycles and stuff because I don't think that getting up at 5 a.m. is even beneficial or worth it at all.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, then I go on a run and it's like, oh, I heard that running, you know, just be really obnoxious.
Critical.
very,
very critical, very whiny. I put whiny and complaining. Mm-hmm. Like, complain about the weather, complain about your temperature,
your headache,
complain about your headache, your stomach. Complain about the way that the server does something. Like, complain about everything.
That's already me. It's really easy to do.
Yeah, honestly, I have to try not to do them. I also said, this is one of Nick's icks, just personally. And I don't think a lot of guys, maybe some guys care, but I think if you get really, really, if you really want to repel men, have like the longest, fake nails possible and like really decorated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I'm talking, you don't have them clip it at all. You don't say, she's like, when they put on, like, okay, how much? You're like, leave it. And the like exact
three
shape
inches
as
long.
Well. Like mm-hmm. talons.
Talons.
And just, you know, live your life like that.
You'll probably give awesome back scratches, though. Which
yeah,
will then,
true. They always find a way.
Then he'll like it. You know, maybe just text him 24/7. Mm. FaceTime him 24/7. Be super needy.
Yeah, FaceTime and, like, don't talk, too. Just, like, be doing stuff.
Yeah,
like,
just,
at
like,
the grocery
put your phone
store.
Down, literally.
Put the, like, as if you're filming a daily vlog on TikTok.
Yeah. That is actually a vibe. You could also tell him you're taking on him on a surprise date and then take him to do all the things that you love that you know he has no interest in. Like, specifically, I think one of the best things to do is take him to Aritzia. And while you try on, like, 15 items of clothing.
But not one of the Aritzias that has the little video game for the boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it's one that doesn't have that.
Yeah. Make sure it's like a low Even budget
worse,
one.
Zara.
Ooh, Zara is actually really good. Yeah, take him to Zara and then, I just
have him
the
wait
best.
In line
yes,
for
have
you.
Have him wait in line while you shop. Try on clothes and mm-hmm. shop and then he'll get to the front of the line and then call and be like, sorry, like,
I'm
still
not, ready.
Not done. I'm not ready. And so he has to keep like going behind people yes. being like, oh, sorry, you can go ahead of me. And it will literally take 2 hours.
Oh, the torment.
Absolute torment.
I feel like, okay, I just saw Sophia with an F, or like, you know, Sophia Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking on a podcast recently. She had like Leo
Skeppy.
Skeppy. I almost said Skepsky. That's not right. On, and she was saying on her date, she asks for their bank account information so she can see how much money they have on the first date. And you know, with some guys, that they don't care about that. But if you're like in college, I feel like that would be such a good way to get a guy terrified and also like probably not ask you out again.
True.
If you're like pressuring them, like, let me see your bank account. Like, I just need to know before we have any further. Because they're in college, they probably have like $5. They're like, no, ma'am. I'm spending the last $2 on this date.
Absolutely not. You know, her reasoning was like, she's like, I'm 30. I'm not looking to mess around. Yeah. You know, I think the first date might be.
Some guys might excessive. Be like, oh, I'm like so excited to show you my bank account. I'm rich.
For sure. But like, I also kind of, again, first date, I don't know. But at some point being like, I need to know if, especially if you are like talking a big game or whatever, it's like, are you just in severe credit card debt or do you actually have money? Because
mm-hmm. sure.
that's actually so interesting. I wonder when, because I feel like we didn't have normal, quote unquote, dating experiences because we were just so young. I guess I'm wondering if you're like 30 or like very late 20s, when is it appropriate to be like, how much money do each other have? Because yeah. if we're going
to
get married, like, not that that's the most important thing, but it's like, we kind of need to know where we're at, where we're going. Do we have enough money to buy a house to get? Like, do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
I feel like once you start either like living with each other, you start splitting stuff. It's like, okay, I wouldn't necessarily need to know before then. But I also feel like if that is important to you, I feel like even more of an indicator of like money would be their personality.
Yeah. Do
they
because
have
abundance mindset?
Some people
mindset
might just have a
lack.
Lot of money right now, you know, that you could check their bank account. Yeah, they have a lot of money, but it's like, if they have no, like, no drive, no nothing, and, you know, no goals. Like,
I know.
Well, maybe
I'm
that's
just,
gone. Maybe you just had, like, a good year or something.
I'm wondering when it would be appropriate to, like,
ask
someone how much money they make. If you're dating them.
I think once
I
you
would
start
be curious.
Stuff, like, if you move in together or you're starting to get a little serious, I feel like that's a perfect time. It's like, okay, we need to know.
Because Leif and I, I'm trying to remember. I mean, we had no money, so that's a starter. There wasn't really much secret because neither of us really had money. But I'm like trying to remember if I, because he had a job and I had a job. I'm wondering at what point we were like, I can't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how much money do you have in your bank account?
I remember me and Nick told each other, but it was like when we started like getting serious.
Yeah.
It wasn't like when we were engaged or anything. It was like when we started getting serious, I remember we were like, okay, let's tell each other how much we have in our bank account.
Yeah, I can't remember that moment. I'll have to ask Leif if he remembers like when we told each other, or maybe if we asked just like how much money each other makes or something, you know?
Yeah.
Approximately. But
yeah, it would be different if you were honestly, because back then it's like, what if you felt like maybe you were going to be taken advantage of, especially if you were making money, mm-hmm. like Sophia, like that makes total sense to me. Like,
she's very successful.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I just want to make sure that we're either on the same page, or I don't want to be like the provider for you. So like, let's make sure we're on the same page.
Everything's out in the open.
Yes. It's all out in the open and I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, definitely. But you're right. If they were younger, that would terrify them, especially on the first date.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily good to go, if you don't like a guy, I don't think it's like, okay, let's make him feel bad about himself and like degrade him the whole day. I think these are more like, let's get it so he doesn't like you.
No, exactly. You know? You're trying to make yourself look cringy.
Exactly. And I think that actually says more about you, because he would probably be like, why does she care so much about how much money I have, especially if you're young?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, totally. She's a gold digger. Like, let's not mess with that. I also think you should gossip the whole time, but like also keep saying, I hate drama. Like, I hate being in drama. But talk about like friends that you've lost, like fights you've been in.
How all your exes have been in the wrong and they're all crazy and yeah, you're in the right.
And be super like into the drama. Like when you're, oh my gosh. Okay, so my sister-in-law's best friend did this and like really yes. love it. But then be like, I hate drama. Like, I hate girls who are like in drama all
That'll
the time.
Get them. That'll get them.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Guys, I'm not ready to move on from summer yet internally, but what I am excited for is fall fashion. I do love fall fashion, like most people. I love wearing sweaters, like long pants, boots, comfy slippers, and Jenny Kane is perfect, especially for California fall. It's like nice coastal luxury. Jenny Kane is so addicting for me. I love going into that store just for, you know, a breath of, or just for a jolt of serotonin. The vibes are immaculate. The clothes are so high quality, so comfortable. I have this oversized gray fisherman sweater. It's so freaking soft. And I always get compliments on it when I wear it. I love Jenny Kane's sweaters. I have some for Case. Nick has a couple Jenny Kane sweaters. They're the best quality. If you're going to get a sweater that you're going to wear all the time, you got to get Jenny Kane. But they also have like pants. They also have shoes. They also have home decor. And you just can't get enough.
They're very elevated pieces that you will have for like a very, very long time. Every piece I have from Jenny Kane, I've had multiple of them for years. And it's like they'll probably just always be staples in my wardrobe. I have a cashmere cardigan that's like a camel color. And it's just perfect for fall, winter, all of it. But their sweaters are really it. Their cashmere sweaters are so incredibly soft. Their Flynn cashmere sweater is the perfect everyday V-neck, and their cashmere Francis polo is such a cool, like, vintage inspired staple. And they're back in new shades. They have so many different things. Plus, everything in their collection is designed very intentionally, so you can style pieces together without a second thought. We're going to talk about this more in our fall episode, but I really think that having like a few really high quality elevated staples is just so nice to have for putting together outfits, especially in the fall. They also have a stunning collection of home essentials, timeless furniture pieces, cozy throws, decor, candles, like so many different things. So you can find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code WHATWESAID at checkout. That is 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code what we said. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. What a great, great sponsor for us. Chelsea and I have used Squarespace for years for basically every business venture and website we've ever needed to create. Squarespace makes it very easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. So whether you're selling like products or content, they just have you covered. You don't have to be super knowledgeable about building a website, which I really appreciate, because they have so many templates that you can use that, you know, you can kind of just drop your content into it, drop your photos into it, and it looks very professional, but with not too much effort on your part. they have a spot, you know, you can sell like custom merch and create a passive income stream. This is how I sold my J.C. Murray presets. This is how we sold things on Balanced Boss when Chelsea and I were doing that. So you can have like an online store. And like I said, they have so many different professional website templates with designs for every category. And you can kind of customize your look, update the content and your and features to fit your specific needs.
It really is so nice, Squarespace, for people who want to sell something digitally, especially nowadays. I feel like there's so many options. I used to sell
your ebook.
Yeah, I sold a couple ebooks on there, like my juicing ebook. And then I also sold like a curated widget, like screen photo thing on there. And it was so easy to put on Squarespace. We seriously have sold everything under the sun on Squarespace. Yes. Also, it's really nice if you have some, if you have a bigger budget and you have somebody for your business who creates the website, it's really, Squarespace makes it really easy to upkeep your own website. So you don't need to keep going back to your website designer and be like, how do I change this? How do I do this? It's all there for you. It's really user friendly. And they just have so many different features that can help you sustain and grow and help your business thrive. So go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid and you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the code WHATWESAID. Go check it out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Show how picky of an eater I am. Mm. I actually weirdly have like heard this from guys.
Really?
That's like an ick to them.
Maybe because it's more
showing that you're just like not experienced or something, like not cultured.
No, high maintenance almost, like picky. Mm,
I could see that.
Like stubborn almost.
Yeah. I have heard that multiple times. I was such a picky eater back then. Back when Leif and I were dating. I had never tried sushi and that was his favorite food. I was like, disgusted.
But were you willing to try? Or are you like, because maybe it's more girl, like.
I was willing to try like a California roll, but I wouldn't try raw fish, no.
California.
No, I'm serious. I wouldn't try raw fish.
Oh, yeah.
And that was literally his favorite food. So obviously that didn't deter him.
True.
But now I eat it. So he got me.
Yeah.
Make it so obvious that you quote unquote know more than him. Boys hate that. It's true.
I've said this a million times, but my personal favorite thing to do is be overly confident about being able to do things that they do and they've worked really hard on doing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, if they love a certain sport or like rock climbing, be like, oh yeah, I'm sure I could climb so easy. Probably on my first climb. I have like really good balance and stuff. And because they just want to be like, no, you can't. I know for a fact you couldn't. And they probably will say that. Like, no, I'm pretty sure. I've never tried, but
it doesn't look that hard.
Yeah, it doesn't look that hard.
Yeah. But then make sure you never get in the position where you actually have to prove yourself.
Exactly.
Then you'll look like a fool.
100%. Someone said, just telling him, OMG, you're such a great friend every time he shows his interest. I mean, that's also true. I feel like that's what girls normally do if they don't like someone and like your best friend starts making moves, you're like, we're best friends, remember?
We are such good friends.
Never would want to ruin this relationship we have.
I love our friendship. It's true.
Oh, aka Bergie.
Oh, no.
That man was friend zoned so many times.
I know.
You could just see his face,
it's
just like
heartbreaking.
Like, I see us as really good friends. He's like,
you know what? Oh, it's so sad. You know, at the end, he had a glow up. The last, like, literally, I'm talking the last episode, I was like, oh,
and
slay.
His haircut?
Yeah, his haircut. Like, he was slaying.
Also, a guy gets more attractive when, you know, he's loved by a woman.
Interesting.
And vice versa. I feel like sometimes it makes him appear more like, I think this is quite literally scientific. It makes it more like, oh, you're
like a prize.
Yes. Yeah. You're more, what is the word I'm looking for? You're wanted by other people. Therefore, oh, I should want you too.
Totally. That makes sense. Give them a love fern.
Love that.
Big slay. Someone said, tell them I'm pregnant with someone else's kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Multiple as well.
That will really do it fast.
That could do the trick very quickly.
I also think burping.
Farting.
Yeah. Just like making it super casual and maybe not saying excuse me afterwards. Honestly, if a guy was doing that our whole day, I'd be like, no. Dude.
No, ew, that would be a massive
You don't want to know the person you're on a date with has any human needs for the first couple dates. You want to think of them as an object until you really get to know them. And then you're like, oh, now I love you. Like, I want to know all your flaws.
Yes.
But, like, for the first two dates, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to know anything.
Facts. Complain about the mental load imbalance between men and women. First date. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I mean, you know, the first date, maybe we shouldn't be getting into the, maybe keep things more lighthearted, but if they can't handle a little feminism talk, I say it's a red. I say they're not the one. Yeah,
you got to bring it up. You got to bring up a little bit.
They're not the one.
Someone said, tell them how I feel. Works every time.
Literally, someone said, they're like, tell them I am looking for an actual relationship.
Literally.
Also, repels them immediately.
Someone said, girls that call Starbucks Starbies. Gives them, like they were saying, their boyfriend says that. And I feel like a great one is really just hone in on like TikTok jargon. Like
my whole personality. That'd be easy.
But like every sentence, every word turn into a little saying. Like I was on my DeLulu girl, in my DeLulu girl era, got my Starbies, my like.
I was on my hot girl walk.
And then I got my blueberry milk nails. Like really just make no sense to them.
True.
Abbreviate every word. Make every word crazy.
Agreed. Not laugh at anything they say. Ooh, that's going to cut them very deep, unfortunately.
Yeah. A guy once said I gave them the ick when I said finna.
Please. I'm finna be in the pit.
I'm screaming. A really good one that I think will always work is talking about ex-boyfriends.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Talking about other guys that are talking to you. Honestly, when I was younger, when me and Nick first started dating, I feel like I was so insecure. I felt like that was like a way to like impress guys. We're like on dates.
Bring like, up that like you've been wanted in the past.
Yes. And Nick told me, he's like, I love everything about you, but you've got to stop like talking about this guy, like ask for your number or something. Like you've got to not tell me about that. And I'm like, oh, he's like, that is like so
not like attractive. Not.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, oh, I was thinking I was like Cleopatra over here, like telling you how like,
how people are obsessed with me.
Yes, yeah. Like trying to add to like my resume.
Yes.
But it was in fact doing the quite opposite. And I realized it's just my insecurity coming out and trying to like tell
prove
him.
That yeah. It's like, I'm worthy. Yeah. I'm awesome.
People want me. I'm wanted.
Totally.
He's like, I know I want you. Can you please shut up about everyone else?
Yeah. Wait, where is the one I just read? Oh, become desperate. Lauren Bostic advice, which I think is facts.
Yes.
I feel like... just
talk about kids.
Yeah, desperate energy, like being desperate for them to like you and to start a relationship with you and to have a future with you.
Talk about wedding stuff.
Yeah, is probably going to turn them off every time, mm-hmm. honestly. Unless, again, they're Bergie.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will love it. But that's because he's given off the desperate energy himself,
yes,
you know?
Yes, 100%.
So maybe if you're both looking for that and you're obsessed with each other, it'll actually work out. But I think for the most part, just anyone, like even if you're super...
You mentioned Bergie so many times.
I know. I'm sorry, Bergie. I love you. You're very sweet. I feel like I have been in that situation where I've been attracted to someone, like think they're cool, and the desperation that they gave off like ruined it completely for me.
Yes.
Where I'm like,
to play
now,
cool.
Yeah, now I just don't, you're giving too much too quickly and you're like, yeah, just yes. desperate. And it's mm-hmm. like, now I know. Now I know you're disposable, but it's like now I know that I could literally do anything and yes. you would just be like obsessed. And it's like, I don't want to think like that.
Exactly.
Brings his guitar. Oh, this is literally just an ick she has for a guy. She's like, brings his guitar with him everywhere.
Please.
Someone says it's not possible for men to get the ick when they're into you. Men are a different breed.
Oh, that's actually true.
It's true. That's what you're saying earlier. It's like sometimes you could do anything and they're just
blindly obsessed. Like they don't get the picture.
Avoid eye contact. If there's one thing we've learned mm-hmm. from Love Island, they love the eye contact.
They do love
apparently.
The eye contact. Should we start reading specifically from the guys?
Yeah, let's start reading what the guys say.
Okay. These are things that guys have said straight from the mouth. What is the saying?
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Horse's mouth. The sheep's mouth. Straight from the horse's mouth, okay? Having crusty elbows.
Okay, rude.
Vaping. A lot of guys said vaping.
Mm.
Be boy obsessed.
Not looking at her drink, trying to find the straw with her tongue. so specific. Go on a coffee date with them and be like trying to find the straw to your iced latte.
Yes.
With your Starbucks, actually. Go to Starbucks with them.
Yeah, and get a dome top.
Extra whip.
Mm-hmm. Saying no to everything or being rude or mean.
Okay.
That's actually kind of sweet. Guys are so simple. Like, nothing gives them ick. The ick versus girls. Like,
it could be so, so incredibly niche.
The way that they, like, step up on a staircase, you're like, we're done.
We're done. Absolutely.
Obvious fake laughs. That's actually kind of funny.
You're not funny enough.
Yeah.
Step up your jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Answering for husband. Complete men haters, putting men down excessively. Someone else said feminism.
Which are two completely different things. Let's say that.
For sure.
Hating men is not feminism.
No, I know.
So I feel like the first one I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one, not so much.
No, here's the thing. I was telling Leif, I get, like, because, you know, it could be easy to be like, oh, if he's not a feminist, like, you know. I even said that earlier. I was like, oh, red flag. If he can't take some, you know, the fact that women have not been equal for centuries. Like, come on. But I also understand why some men, like, feel attacked. Okay, let's say you're married to a great guy, but you're constantly talking about how, like, men are trash.
Let's say
in a hypothetical situation.
For a friend.
For a friend. But the guy, like, the guy you are dating or the guy you're married to is actually, like, such an amazing guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could see how they would be like, okay,
why
are you talking down on men, saying men are trash, when, like, I literally treat you like a princess?
Yeah. Well,
so what I was telling Leif is, I was like, I think Leif is, like, very, he does not have, what's the word? Like, fragile ego, or, like, I don't think he has, like, the toxic masculinity situation at all. He's not really like that. Like, he can take me talking about it, basically, is what I'm saying. But also, I was telling him, I understand how it could feel like, you could feel, like, attacked or hurt when you really are a good guy. And you're like, wait, like, all men aren't trash. Like, I'm a good person. And it feels like you're attacking me because I'm, like, just part of the problem by being a man. But, like, I'm trying my best to be a very good person. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. It's like if we had a friend that was constantly talking about how fake influencers were.
Yeah.
We would be like, what? Okay. Like,
it's like, we get it. Yeah. We get the sentiment. But also it's like, oh, do you not know that I'm, like, a good person?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what I'm trying to say is, I understand if a guy is, like, a little more sensitive or insecure about being like, oh, well, I'm trying to be a good guy. But what I'm always trying to say is, like, if you are a good guy, then you want women and men to be equal. So it's like, we're all on the same team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And what I actually was telling JC this, that I almost threaded it, but then I forgot, is I feel the same way about, like, why, or the other day I was questioning myself. I'm like, why do I feel like all men are trash when, honestly, I have had great history with men? Like, personally, I have an amazing dad. I have amazing brothers. Like, I've honestly never dated someone who was just a horrible, horrible person. Like, yeah, they have their flaws. Like, me personally, obviously, I've been on bad dates, but not anything where it's like, oh, I actually have a good reason to believe from my own personal experience, that they are so toxic and crazy and horrible. But I was going to say, the reason I believe that, and, like, again, married to an amazing man, raising a son, fully believe he's going to be a great man. The reason I say that is because the worst thing that has ever happened to every person that I love in their life, 99% of it was done by a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's the worst things I hear about in the news are done by men. So it's like, I'm obviously going to use that.
All serial killers, legitimately 99%, don't quote me, but of serial killers,
yes,
are men.
Like, scary stories I've ever heard from men. This podcast, we literally read stories every week about men who screw over people.
Yeah.
And so it's just honestly, statistics.
Yeah.
That in our mind, it's like, okay, now, but it doesn't.
To be scared of men and to be protective of yourself and to be, like, as women, to stick together to protect her. Because, it is a different experience being a woman in this world versus being a man. It's just point blank fact. It's not even worth a discussion. It's like the conversation of, you know, if you walk into a parking garage alone and you're a woman, you're terrified. Mm-hmm. If you walk in a parking garage as a guy, you couldn't care less.
Yeah. Do I believe that single man out there is trash? Absolutely not. I know there's a lot of great men because I know so many of them personally in my life. But that's the reason most women are always negative about men. They assume the worst because it's just survival.
Totally. Couldn't agree more.
Okay. More icks for men.
More icks. Fart a lot.
When a girl trips.
Please.
I get that, honestly. I get the ick for myself when I trip.
Oh, totally. I remember when I tripped on my first date with my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like 15. Well, kill me.
Baby talk.
Well, that didn't deter him. So
baby talk.
I could do it.
A lot of guys said nails that are too long.
Mm.
Act like they're dumb because they think it's cute. My husband's ick is talking, joking about poop and farts. Literally, the podcast has made me talk about poop and farts more than anything else. But I actually used to be someone who did not think poop and fart was funny at all. Like, I would never, ever want to talk about it. I'm like, it's not funny. It's disgusting. Like,
yeah,
jokes about it is not cool at all. And it's weird because I grew up with so many brothers that you would think I would be like, oh, yeah, I think it's funny, too. But I'm actually the opposite.
You're like, you're so disgusting.
I'm so over it. And I think it's so not funny. And also, you would think Nick would be so meek about it too because he had sisters where it's right. Oh, but he's actually more not because I think when you're surrounded by a lot of girls, girls are actually kind of gross when they're together.
Yeah.
And I think it's opposite where it's I'm surrounded by boys, so I don't feel comfortable farting on my brothers. They would be ew.
Yeah. So no, that actually is interesting. Leif will, if his brothers fart in the car or something, he will get super, actually genuinely pissed and he'll roll down the windows or whatever. And then if they're trying to explain, it's sorry, I had to. He'll be if you were on a first date right now with a girl, would you have done that?
Exactly.
And they're no. He's exactly. So you can hold it. You're fine. It's just disgusting. Because you're comfortable doesn't mean you're so mad.
Exactly. I get so mad when my siblings burp. We were just talking about this. Keaton was actually saying, I actually hate when people burp around me. And Abby, not to throw you under the bus, sister, but she's a burper. She actually, I honestly can't remember ever hearing her fart or smelling a fart from her. And all my brothers, the burps that they burp are from their soul. And it shakes me to my bones. When they burp so loud and I can feel it in my bones. I'm stop. That is the most disgusting. Your lunch. I think burps are worse than farts, honestly, when they're really loud.
That's sick.
I get if you drink a soda, you have to burp whatever. But when it's and it just echoes, it's horrible.
If it smells bad, it's next level.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you can smell their lunch, if you can smell their tuna sandwich, goodbye.
Hold on. When she forgets to unlock her phone when using Apple Pay, when you're fumbling to use Apple Pay?
Yes, every time. I hold it up to the thing. It's Face ID. I'm
screaming. Oh, that's so funny.
When she says she is overstimulated from crumbs in the bed, that's me.
Oh, don't you dare bring a crumb around me in a bed. That's you, Chelsea, really?
What do you mean, really? You think I sleep in crumbs?
I take you as a crumb sleeper.
Yeah, what? No, that is always. I used to tease Abby all the time. I'd be get your poo crumbs out of my bed.
Poo crumbs?
Well, I would just say,
what are we talking about
now?
I
would just talk about crumbs, but I'd call them poo crumbs because I'm get your anything out of my bed. You think
really?
What do you mean really?
I feel like when we share a hotel room, not that you love crumbs. I feel like I feel like I'm more psycho about it. I feel
about
food
in the bed.
Yes, if we're in bed, I feel like you don't care, and I'm not on the I want it the cover to be fully pulled up.
Have I ever eaten when the cover on the bare sheets?
No, I just think you're less particular about it. I'm always
really?
Oh, we got to make sure this is not going in the bed.
Oh.
Or well, I'll be that spilled. That is not okay. I feel like I'm the one who's more anal about
maybe.
It.
Maybe. I mean, I definitely, before I go to bed, will literally shake the crumbs off my bed.
Not the crumbs.
I am so insulted that you think I'm a bed crumb person.
I don't. I've just never really heard you complain about it. I complain about it.
That is similar to one time. I don't know if I ever said this. One time that you said to me, and I will never forget.
Oh, no.
JC was I was telling JC what I think her aesthetic is. And your vibe to me is summer, California coastal, beautiful red hair, mermaid vibes. She's when I look at your social media, I think bright colored tennis shoes.
Chelsea.
Or sneakers, you said.
We've been over this. I said colorful Hokas, actually, specifically.
That's worse. That's worse.
Chelsea, there was one.
I actually turned my life around after that conversation.
There was one specific photo. I thought it was a compliment. I was saying, listen, this is the point I was trying to get across.
It felt like you were saying my vibe was Skechers. That's
no,
what it felt
not
like.
At all. Do you know the photo I have in mind? I've told you the photo I have in mind.
Ad?
Yes, of you walking with it, yeah. Which I love that photo.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's a vibe. I was saying I...
but not like sporty, not like, outdoors.
Wellnessy. Like, but I think...
But you didn't say wellness.
Okay, I literally had the visual in my mind of the Hoka ad. I was like, that is what I think reminds me of you is this sporty element. But with... I don't really know about colorful because I feel like maybe you have turned your life around. But I don't picture you in a lot of colors.
No. I mean, not really. Not like
I'd picture more neutral and like upscale now. Honestly, maybe I did change your life with that one.
I mean, I like colors, but I wouldn't say like colorful. Like if I wear a color, it's usually like all the same color.
I'm
or something
going
like
back to that photo because they were colorful, right?
Oh, yeah, they were. It was like one ad, though, I did. It's like if you did a like a mascara ad and that was like, I don't know. I don't want to speak bad about anything, but it's like
no,
Maybelline.
Go ahead.
Like if you did an ad for Maybelline a year ago and I was like, I think of your brand as a Maybelline mascara.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
No, I'm honestly, it was just funny. It was something I, though, really took hard.
Did shake you.
Yeah.
I'm screaming. I don't even want to know what you think of my aesthetic now because it's atrocious.
I think the same.
Me and Tyson, when you and I made that TikTok of like us rehashing the same thing every, like for 10 years. And Tyson texted or messaged me when I posted it. He's like, us talking about our heinous Instagrams. I was like, pretty much.
Literally.
We're always looking to rebrand.
Yes. We love a rebrand.
We can never quite achieve what we're trying
to go
for.
It's never good enough.
It's never good enough.
100%.
Like, I feel that way. Even though, yes, aesthetics don't, well, I don't want to say they don't matter, but it's like, you know, is the most important thing your Instagram aesthetic? No, not at all. But when it is your job and you're trying to kind of curate this vibe or this like brand for yourself, it's like you want to kind of have something in mind of like, what would people think? And sometimes you have to look at your Instagram feed from an outside perspective and you're like, that is not what I'm going for.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not what I want.
100%.
But it's hard. It takes like a lot of effort to truly like curate what you are thinking in your mind.
When someone perceives you as something, you're like, whoa, that is not.
That is
if someone
not my idea.
Were to perceive you as like a bed crumb person with colorful sneakers, something like that. I'm just kidding.
Bed crumb. I do you eat in bed? I never eat in bed.
No, ever. Not in my real bed. In hotel beds, I will.
Yeah, in hotel beds.
But never in my real bed.
No.
Unless I'm super sick or something.
Yeah, exactly. But some people like really eat in their bed a lot. Like, I feel like that's a thing, no shade. If you like it. If you like bed crumbs, I mean, hey. No,
you're a bed crumb person.
But I'm sorry, it is criminal to eat with your sheets back.
No.
Like, you got to eat on top of the comforter or on top of this thing. You can't be eating like that. That's crazy. Okay, a few more.
From a guy, birthday makeup.
Please.
Like, you know, in high school, you used to curl your hair, like, in perfect ringlets on your birthday. It's like, I actually never looked worse than I did on my birthday because of the effort I put in.
I was going to say the same thing, but present day. I feel like I never look worse than actually on my birthday because it's like I'm trying too hard.
So hard, yeah.
And it's like extra makeup, like pink glitter. And I look back, I'm like, that is not even cute. What am I doing? Smelly breath, dietary restrictions.
Oh, please.
Specifically gluten-free.
Okay, I do get that one, honestly. Oh, when I had to tell people that when I was on a date that I was vegan, I knew, especially in Utah, especially back in 2013 or whatever it was. Like, I don't eat meat. They're like,
why?
Who are you and why?
Maybe they thought it was impressive.
No.
Really?
Not guys in Utah. The right guys did, but not the hunt. They're like, I'll go hunting every weekend. It's like, okay, well.
Oh, not on my watch. My husband said talking like TikTok trends and I'm scared because I'm fluent.
Literally, that's what I was saying.
I am also fluent. My boyfriend says when girls sway their whole body to push their hair back. That is very specific.
That is very specific. Where's a leotard? Like the one-piece biker shorts for your whole body. The wrestling singlets. Have you seen that TikTok? It was like, Where did the sundresses go, ladies? It's like, why is everyone wearing wrestling singlets now?
Leif would love nothing more than for me to wear a sundress.
Oh, the sundresses.
And I have maybe worn one once my entire life.
Sandals.
Oh my gosh, my least favorite outfit. Someone just comments, my body count is 17. Okay. Congratulations. Has a booger spot. The place where she secretly wipes all her boogers.
Oh, okay, that is an ick. Yeah, if you already know where it is on the first date, it's not looking good.
I don't think we said first date. I think we just said ick.
Oh, true. My hubby just said when they say, hey, bitch, to their friends or anyone.
Please. Okay, I'm doing one more. Owns a Stanley cup.
Okay, we can't drink water. Can't be
staying
hydrated.
Oh, someone else said having a Stanley. Two in a row.
I think that just goes deeper. They don't like a basic girl.
Yeah. So they do like a pick-me.
Of course. That's why girls are pick-me's.
Oh, yeah, forgot.
They love them. Seeing girl hair on the shower wall. Yeah, I do get that as well.
Okay, now I'm going to turn into a pick-me. Maybe I've said this before. I've never done that my entire life. I feel like that's a universal girl experience. Every time I see it, I'm like, well, I don't get it.
Your hair doesn't fall out when you shampoo your hair?
Like, maybe a little on the ground, but it's not like it's coming out
on your hands. That's
not really.
That's when I do it. Like when I shampoo and I like have like hair wrapped around my fingers, I put it on the wall.
But you wouldn't just let it go down the drain because you don't want to clog it or what?
Well, it's just harder to get off. Like to wipe it on the wall is easy because you wipe it.
But like the water will just put it off. Like if you put your hand underwater, all the hair will run off.
Yeah, it takes longer though than to just like put it on the thing. It's actually not that. It's actually like trying to get it off is harder than putting it on the wall. At least for me.
Huh.
My hair sheds a lot, so I have like a lot of hair.
I've legitimately never done that. But then at the end, what do you do?
Well, the right thing to do would be to collect all the hair off the wall and put it in the trash.
Okay.
But when I leave it, I forget it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, thank you guys so, so much for writing in your ics. Thank you, men, for participating as well. We appreciate our Valley Kings.
And we do love you.
And we do love you. And we hope you know that there are some amazing men out there and we treasure you. Go follow our Instagram to keep up with what we're doing. It's at What We Said Podcast. You can leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or Spotify if you're feeling nice. And we got some merch also. So go check that out. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.